A recent headline in the AP caught our eye. Black women picking up firearms for self-defense. And in the photos, a robed minister clutching a Bible and her handgun, an airline attendant taking aim with her Glock. Now, in places where they track the race of gun purchasers, black women are outpacing whites. Then there's the National African American Gun Association, founded in 2012 by Philip Smith, who thought he'd get a few members. He now has 20,000 with 30 chapters across the country. Marshall Tigner is Assistant Director of Training for the National African American Gun Association. She's a firearms instructor. She travels the country teaching women gun safety. Of her 700 students, 97% are African American, as she is. Her company is Trigger Happy Firearm Instruction. And Marshall joins us from Georgia Public Radio in Savannah. Marshall, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay, but you know, for some people, there's a flinch there. Trigger Happy Firearm Instruction. Talk a little bit about your tone there. What are you trying to do?
So it's not literally about firearms. It's more so a life mantra. You know, instead of waiting and hesitating on deciding what you wanted to do with your life, just pull the trigger, you know, jump out there and see what happens.
And in your case, guns might not have been on the horizon, but then you went to the National Guard. Did you have some sort of a transformation on guns?
I did. Initially, when I was growing up, my parents kept us away from firearms. We didn't have them in the home. And the things that I saw on TV led me to believe that only the police officers have firearms and criminals. And when I joined the military, my thought process changed. They're not just for criminals to have. They're for law enforcement and the general public to carry them if they so choose for self-defense purposes.
Well, you know, when we were at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, we met up with Maj Touré. He has founded a group called Black Guns Matter. And at first, I had the same reaction some people may be having hearing from you, that it seemed counterintuitive, that blacks are disproportionately victims of gun violence. White adults are more likely than blacks or Hispanics to own guns, but black adults are more likely to know someone who's been shot.
Right.
So the thinking is, why would you want to have more guns around, since more guns might lead to more of that gun violence?
I believe that we have to change the stereotypes that are associated with black people and firearms. Every story you see with a black person and a firearm is a negative story. It's about someone, you know, getting shot or someone robbing someone. So I wanted to change that narrative and make it normal. We can exercise our Second Amendment rights just like everyone else can, and it's not just a bad thing or making you a criminal. And I think education is key to changing that narrative.
Well, Maj Touré, again, a young man who founded Black Guns Matter, his point was, why are we being left out of this equation? We're the only ones then who are defenseless.
And I completely agree with that. The reason why the Second Amendment right is there is to protect and defend our First Amendment right of free speech. So in the black community, we can't speak freely if we cannot defend our right to speak freely.
Again, back to Philip Smith, who founded the African American Gun Association. He thinks there's something particular to this time that might be why more African Americans are arming themselves. Do you agree?
I believe that it's being more popularized, the stories on the internet and the news about, you know, African Americans being shot by law enforcement officers. And it's extremely unfortunate. And I think that's bringing up the conversation more. And African Americans are not thinking of firearms necessarily as a bad thing as they used to. They're thinking of it more as self-defense. And I think it's a good thing.
Well, how would a gun help in that situation? We saw what happened to Philando Castile. He was licensed to carry. He told the officer who stopped him he had a gun. But after that, any hand movement he made, the officer thought he was reaching for the gun. How does a gun help there?
I think it's the stereotypes that are associated with black people with guns that make it such a frightful thing for law enforcement, because it's not normal to them. So when they see black people with firearms, they're automatically thinking, okay, that person is a bad guy. And if we normalize it and have everyday African-American citizens and minority citizens carrying firearms and shooting firearms like everyone else does in this country, then it won't be such a fearful thing.
Well, I should say not everyone else, but a heck of a lot of people who have guns in this country. But, you know, Philip Smith, again, from the National African-American Gun Association, his point was that he's seeing fear among African-Americans because you have groups that were once on the fringe and that are racist almost being normalized. He's feeling from African-Americans a fear of that. Are you at all hearing that from people who want to be trained using guns?
I definitely do. A lot of the women that come to my classes, they feel as though they don't want to tell anyone that they're getting trained with firearms because it'll make them a target. And I feel like we can't have that fear. I'm traveling the country. I'm taking these photos. These images are getting out there again so that we can normalize this.
Are you saying you want the message to get out to, let's say, white supremacist groups that African-American women are armed?
Yes, I think everyone should know that we are armed. I think the attacker in the alley all the way up to the white supremacist group should know that, hey, we're armed. We're not defenseless as we once were 40 or 50 years ago when there were laws in place specifically to keep African-Americans from owning firearms. We have defenses now, so we're not going to be easy prey.
Well, what about the statistics from the Congressional Small Arms Survey, from the Centers for Disease Control? In 2012, there were 259 justifiable homicides in the U.S., killings in self-defense. So 259, but there were 232,000 guns stolen, 20,000 suicides with guns. Women are five times more likely to be killed by an abuser if he has access to a gun, including hers. Now, we hear that women in firearms training classes often ask, you know, can they just shoot to injure, not to kill? The thinking is that some of these women will, in fact, become victims of their own gun.
I think they're victims of their own guns because they're not educated. The problem in this country is that women buy firearms or usually have firearms purchased for them, and they never get any formal education. So they're carrying it around. It's kind of a placebo effect. It's not actually making them any safer. It's just they feel better having it there, although they don't know what they're doing with them.
Boy, the statistics are really amazing. The Pew Research Center in 2012 found less than a third of Black households viewed gun ownership as positive. But by 2015, 3 years later, that number had jumped to 59% of Black families saw owning guns as a necessity. Now, again, what do you say to people who say that more guns in circulation mean more gun deaths of innocents?
It's not the firearms that are causing these issues. Like people say, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And a lot of those deaths that get rolled into those statistics are accidental deaths. And the way to combat that is education. If you learn how to use it in the proper way it's meant to be used, then we won't have that fear.
What's the one thing you do differently if there's women that you're teaching?
I don't necessarily teach the information differently. I think it's the fact that there is a woman teaching the class that makes them more comfortable in the classroom that makes all the difference.
Are there women, and there may be men as well, who have said, you know what, I actually thought I was going to use this gun and train to protect my children. Now that I'm more familiar with this gun, I don't want it in my house.
Yes, and I honestly respect that opinion. The problem is a lot of people who are making the laws and who are making decisions about gun ownership in this country have never gone to a range. They've never taken a class. So until you've actually done it or experienced it, how can you formulate an opinion about it?
Are you a member of the National Rifle Association?
I am still currently a member of the National Rifle Association.
Yeah. Some people think of that as a very right-leaning political organization.
They are. And they're very open and loud about their political stances. In their eyes, it's like if you don't support the current presidential administration, then you're completely anti-gun. And that's not necessarily the truth. You can say, I love firearms. I love your advocacy for firearms rights and gun rights. However, I also disapprove of some of the things in this presidential administration. They're alienating an entire group of people who may want to be a part of the National Rifle Association and take advantage of the opportunities that they have.
Do you mean people of color, minorities?
Yes, minorities. And that's why Phil created the National African American Gun Association. So they feel like, well, you've been alienated by other organizations. You can come here and feel welcome.
You've also mentioned another group. Is it Well-Armed Woman? Do you feel welcome there?
I was a member at one point in the South chapter of Atlanta. Our chapter is actually all African American women. So I felt really comfortable. And then I would tell other women across the country, hey, check out this organization. And they would go to their website and they wouldn't see any women of color. And they felt like, well, is this organization for me? Because I don't see myself represented, you know, on their website. So I don't know if I feel comfortable there. So I think they could get more members also by opening up their minority group.
Well, Marshall Tigner, firearm instructor, founder of Trigger Happy Firearm Instruction. And again, she's not asking you to be trigger happy with a gun, but in making decisions in your life. Marshall, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And another stat, African-American women outpace all others in securing concealed carry permits in Texas, though they have far fewer guns overall than whites. Your thoughts, welcome at hereandnow.org.